Kicking off our policy development meetings. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Morgan. Farm Bureau is a grassroots organization where our members direct our policy. And one way we are able to do this is through our annual policy development meetings. Todd Littleton, Gibson County Farm Bureau President, has more.
I think it's probably the most important thing Farm Bureau does because they hear from us how our laws affect us every day out on the farm. And if we have concerns or things that we know need to be addressed, this is a way to get it to our legislators without us having to go to Nashville. Farm Bureau is a vital tool for us as producers to have our concerns voiced.
Littleton farms over 4,000 acres of row crops, and as he expressed, these meetings are an opportunity for farmers to share with us and others in attendance what is happening on their farms. Henderson County farmer Alex Johnson shares his thoughts.
One of those discussions tonight was on the local farmers talking about drainage of what's being done on property around there. Very important from the standpoint of Farm Bureau being involved in that, because that affects everybody that's in that drainage area, not only just the individual farm owner.
Our hope is these meetings will shine a light on the issues that are happening across the state that need to make it into Farm Bureau's policy book, which guides the Farm Bureau organization as a whole. Patterson Freeman, Gibson County farmer, says these meetings are vital.
Because everything that protects us starts in Washington. You know, we're scotched by them. You know, we need that work from our local legislators, from our Farm Bureaus, to everything that kind of helps us, you know, just kind of back us, because we're putting our necks out there, you know, and we got to know that we're protected, you know. And so having these and seeing all the policy people that are here, you know, there's more of them than it was farmers, and that's promising to see.
These meetings are happening all across the state the next several months and will culminate with the business session during the state convention in December. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Morgan.